and Miscommunications and Public Information section have recently joined forces with the University of Juba on a project called Peace Begins With Me. Now, the idea was to encourage students to express their feelings regarding peace by painting. The most successful of them are here with me this morning in the studio. We have Peace of Mind by Ashraf Abdurrahman Kuku. He's a third-year student, School of Art, Music, and Drama, University of Juba. And also, we have The Dawn by Suleiman Morgan, third-year student, School of Art, Music, and Drama, University of Juba. Also, Journey to Peace by John Younger, who is not here with us this morning, but is one of the winners. He's a four-year student, School of Art, Music, and Drama, University of Juba. And Cycle of Peace by Victoria Kiden, fourth-year student, School of Arts, Music, and Drama in the University of Juba. Yes, and they join me right now here in the studio. Very fast. Let's begin with Abdurrahman. Good morning, Ashraf.
Good morning to you.
Good to have you on the Mirai Breakfast Show, and congratulations for being a winner.
Thank you.
Yes. And also with us here in the studio, we have Suleiman Morgan. Good morning, Suleiman.
Yeah, good morning to you, and good morning to everyone who is listening to Mirai FM.
Congratulations once again.
Thanks.
Yes, and we have Victoria Kiden, the only lady with us here in the studio who is a winner. Victoria, good morning and welcome. Congratulations.
Good morning to you.
Yes, please move closer to the microphone. Yes, and also with us here is Blessing Samuel, who is from the Public Information Office of the United Nations Mission in South Sudan. They are some of the organizers. Let's begin with you, Blessing, as you introduce for us this particular conversation. First, why this particular project that you launched and with the University of Juba?
So basically, we had an invitation from the Department of Peace Operations at the UN headquarters in New York, sending out an invitation to us to partner with a university right here in South Sudan to embark on this project where we'd give a platform for young people to express their vision of peace. Mm-hmm. So basically, the University of Juba already has a School of Art, Music and Drama. So we thought like this is perfect because we've partnered with them before on a number of projects. So it was quite easy to reach out to them. Mm-hmm. And then they were, you know, receptive of the idea to start this project with about 20 students at the University of mm-hmm. Juba, where they were given a workshop first to explain to them what the process involved. And then after the workshop, they embarked on this project for about 20 days, mm-hmm. where they were given canvases, brushes, as well as paint mm-hmm. to begin painting their vision of peace, not just for South Sudan, but the world. So after the 20 days, we had an exhibition of all the art pieces that were submitted. 16 mm-hmm. art pieces were submitted in the competition, and these are the guys in the studios mm-hmm. are the winners. Yeah, okay. the top four.
Yes, and were you impressed with actually what turned out from the University of Juba, students, what they did?
It was quite amazing at the exhibition, looking at the pieces that came, because if you were to ask anyone, like, how would you visualize peace in a painting, it's quite a difficult task. Mm-hmm. But these young people came up with amazing paintings, amazing pieces that articulate the idea of what peace ought to be, or what they think peace looks like. So everyone who came to the exhibition, they were amazed by these pieces. So and then to think that, you know, these pieces would be displayed at the UN headquarters, the top three pieces mm-hmm. at the in the office of the Undersecretary for Peace Operations, is actually amazing. 10,000 kilometers away from Juba. Wow. And a lot of visitors would be seeing these paintings every day at the UN headquarters.
Wow, that's great. Let's talk to the winners. Enough from you for now. We'll come back to you later. And yes, Ashraf, congratulations once again. How does it feel to be among the winners?
Thank you once again. You know, it feels good to be a winner, and I was so excited when I happened to know that I am the winner and my painting has taken the first position in the competition. And that one has given me confidence in myself that I can express, I can use my abilities, my artistic abilities, to talk to the world, to express about peace and in the art. And also I felt proud because you know, it is something good to be a winner in a competition.
Absolutely. And just give us a background about your art itself, because your art is called Peace of Mind. What exactly, just give us a picture of that if you can.
Yeah, we as human beings, to live a happy life, peace is a necessity, and you know, peace is a need for every community, for every society, and to start or to live in peace, it needs that peace should start with you. It should be a free will. It should be initiated within you, the way I came up with the painting. Mm-hmm. That peace starts with me, as a dove that coming out of somebody's mind or somebody's mm-hmm. brain flying, mm-hmm. because if peace does not start, or if it doesn't start with me, it cannot go anywhere.
Right.
Of course, I must first have this peace in myself, then I send it out.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. And also we have Suleiman Morgan. Once again, Suleiman Morgan, congratulations. You are among the winners. Just briefly tell us, what is behind the inspiration of your drawing? What inspired you?
Yeah, thanks once again. You know, actually we have a radio topic.
Mm-hmm.
So when there is a radio topic, that makes anything to be very easier for you, you know. Mm-hmm. And out of that, it is my work for more than 14 or 15 years I've been doing it. So to come with the inspiration in this, very simple for me,
mm-hmm.
To come with ideas in this. So for me, when I got the theme, peace begins with me, I start thinking a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
For example, like why just this topic, peace mm-hmm. begins with me?
Mm-hmm.
What's the reason behind it?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely there is a reason. Either there is a conflict, there is disagreement, and there is many, I call it just like disagreement there,
mm-hmm.
between us, and we're trying to find a way to get a solution for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, who can start by that? Because you cannot imagine that anyone can start. Peace mostly starts by one person, and then it will dominate the other. So in my piece, you will find that, like, I call it the dawn or the faded.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It is where, like, we are trying to forget about all the conflict that we have been passed through. The fight, displacement, every bad image that happened,
mm-hmm.
we need to destroy it away. And then start thinking about the new good thinking, the new vision, the new future
mm-hmm.
of the country, where you can find the dove is flying freely, the fish is moving in the water freely,
mm-hmm.
and some development in buildings and this structure. So this all, like, that what came to my mind.
All right.
And I visualize it in a small piece of painting, mm-hmm. and alhamdulillah.
Yeah, mabruk. And also we have another winner here in the house, and that is Victoria Kiden. Victoria Kiden, once again, congratulations. And I can see you've been smiling when they're describing theirs. I also want to know about yours. So what did you get for us in the painting?
Thank you so much for inviting me here. I'm so grateful. My piece is just all about the circle of peace.
Mm-hmm.
And the circle of peace, it's just something which starts with you. It's just like a movement.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. which rotates. So without peace in you, it will never move anywhere. Mm-hmm. That's why there are a lot of, in most cases, there are a lot of disagreement, no togetherness, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
I just came to understand that it's a choice. When you're given a topic,
mm-hmm.
more special like ours, peace begins with me. I sat down and thought of it. What should I do?
Mm-hmm.
It's a great topic. So I sat down. That's why I came up with the topic, peace, the circle of peace.
All right.
Then I made my painting. Mm-hmm. I was so proud when the topic came up. It's really a great idea. And I just hope it will keep on just coming
mm-hmm.
on and on, so that we keep on expressing our feelings through our paintings. Because as the artist, we need to do great things. Absolutely. We need to do a lot of work.
All right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And let's get back to you, our blessings. Now, this great painting, I can now imagine what they are like. And of course, they are now they will be taken back to New York, or they're already there.
We've already sent them to New York, the top three. And then just to add even the remaining, because we selected six winners, like mm-hmm. the top six,
yeah.
The remaining three paintings will be displayed at the UN House right here in Juba.
Great.
Yeah, for a period of time. Right. And then just to also add that that's not the end of it all. On 22nd May, these winners are going to interact with the Undersecretary for Peace Operations via a video teleconferencing facility, where they'll get an opportunity to talk about their vision of peace, how art can be used to spread messages about peace. So these young people are ready and eager to meet the UN Undersecretary.
Awesome, awesome. And just for curiosity purposes, what did the winners get?
So basically, that's they got something. They got something. They really got something.
Mm-hmm.
But which, you know, I'm hopeful that they are quite glad. In collaboration with the School of Art, Music and Drama, they got something.
Great.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Just because that's the time we have, very quickly, we're going to go through all of you by sending us your messages on how important is art when it comes to promoting peace. Let's begin with you, Abdurrahman.
Thank you once again. My message concerning art, my message goes to the public. We as an artist, people, they undermine us. They don't give much attention to art. And I remember when I was to join the College of Art in Juba University, I remember I found many words that discouraged me.
Mm-hmm.
Some people even told me that, hey, you didn't get any college better than this.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen how we are discouraged to join this college. And we know our country is rich with talents. And I wanted to just call everybody, if you have a brother, you have a son, you have a daughter who wanted to join this college, please support them and give them a green light so that they can do or get the best out of them
through art. Thank you. Just very quickly as well, Suleiman, what would be your message in less than 30 seconds,
yes,
please?
My message, you know, will go directly to the Minister of Culture, because we're belonging to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have been watching a lot of good movement of us. It started by participating in Spain, Turk, and today in this competition. So, art is the same like any work, like any job, but just we need the ministry to take care of us.
All right.
Because we are part of the income in this country.
All right. Yeah. Thank you. That's the time we have. Kiden of Victoria. What message do you have out there for the people listening to us?
Thank you so much. To everyone who's listening, art is a great thing. We have been discouraged a lot. Seriously, I'm not lying.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone who is listening, they should just give an attention to art, because you see most of the great things which are happening out there, this is just the start point of art. So without art, things will not be the same.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much. Blessings in 30 seconds.
There's so much we can do with art in South Sudan. So basically my message is reaching out to all partners out there to support young people who have taken an interest in art. Let's collaborate with these young people. Let's work with our universities to provide a platform where they can express what they think, feel about peace in South Sudan through this amazing platform of art.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Blessing Samuel, for coming to Mirai Studios. Thank you so much, Ashraf Abdurrahman. Thank you, Suleiman Morgan, for coming to the studio. And thank you so much, Victoria Kiden. Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Thank you so much.